Glory to Jesus. Well, tonight we're going to be continuing talking about prayer and fasting. And I'm excited to share this one. This is something that I'm passionate about, which I've titled, Becoming Anointed by or Through Prayer and Fasting. Becoming anointed through fasting and prayer. Becoming what? Anointed through fasting and prayer. If you have your notes, you're going to write down a couple of things tonight. So I'll go ahead and ask you to get a note, pull out your phone, open your notepad. In fact, I was so encouraged on Sunday, one of the first timers here, the brother that MM invited, after service, he showed me his note, and he had all 10 points that I gave. 10 points. In fact, his note was more fuller than my own note. I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. Amen. 10 points. Amen. So don't miss out on what this is going to be good. Amen. So you don't want to miss out on it. Glory to Jesus. Our anchor scripture for this evening is Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. Let's see if we can mute the ox on there. Maybe everything buzzing. Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. We're going to be reading together. Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to... I don't think we're going to go that far, but let's start from 14. I'll read the first one and you read the next verse. Are we going to do it like that? You ready? One to go. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. 15, you read. Let's flow, guys. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Pause. Go back to 14. 14. 1-4. 1-4. Verse 14 said, then Jesus returned in the what? Power of the Spirit. That is talking about the anointing. But where was he returning from? From the wilderness. He was fasting and praying for 40 days. Like we are praying, 40 days. He returned in the power of the Spirit after he had fasted. He returned in the anointing. So if you're writing down, fasting releases the anointing upon your life. Fasting releases the anointing upon your life. Let's go to verse 16. And I will continue reading. Amen. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. 17, read. 17, go. And he was... Watch this now. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Media team, walk with me tonight. Because he has anointed. If that Bible is yours, underline anointed. For he has what? Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So what is happening here? Go back to 18 and stay there for a second with me. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because what? He has anointed me. How did Jesus contact this anointing? He contacted it after he came down from a place of prayer and fasting. And tonight I submit to you, men and brethren, the anointing will not come upon your life without prayer and fasting. If Jesus, in the fullness of his Godhead, a manifestation of God on the earth, walking wonder, born of the Virgin Mary, stainless, without fault or blemish, had to fast for 40 days to be anointed. 40 days. How about you and I, born of flesh, walking on the earth, made of dirt? Oh, you need fasting and prayer. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need fasting and prayer. You need fasting and prayer. Ask that neighbor, do you want to be anointed? Do you want to be anointed? I will help you. Some of you think that the anointing is only for preachers. The anointing is not only for preachers. Okay? And I'll show you that. There is a connection between fasting and increasing or releasing of the anointing. While fasting has nothing to do with salvation and sanctification, as it were, it has everything to do with consecration for effective service. Fasting will not get you to heaven. Write this down. Fasting will not get you to heaven, but it allows you to bring heaven to a lost and sick world. Fasting will not get you to heaven, but it allows you to bring heaven to a lost and sick world. Fasting will not get you to heaven. And this is evidence because even Muslims fast, and other people from other religions fast. Buddhists fast. Amen? Well, fasting will not get you to heaven, but as a Christian, if you fast, it allows you to bring heaven to a lost and sick world. The purpose of the anointing, the purpose of the anointing, if you're writing down, is for you to cause people who are in hard places to taste heaven on earth. The purpose of the anointing is for you to cause people who are in hard places to taste heaven on earth. The purpose of the anointing is for you to cause people who are in hard places to taste heaven on earth. Fasting, if you're writing down, fasting is an effective conductor of God's presence that releases his power to your generation. Fasting is an effective conductor of God's presence that releases his power to your generation. Many want to be used by God. But one of the prizes, if you want to be used by God, is fasting and prayer. Amen? Amen. Now, let's talk about the anointing. Now, we see, first of all, that the premise of what I'm talking about is that fasting releases the anointing. Amen? Fasting releases the anointing of God upon your life. That's the premise of my discussion tonight, of my teaching tonight. Fasting releases the anointing. So if you're wondering, why am I putting myself through this rigor? Why am I putting myself through all of this? You can be rest assured that when you fast, the anointing is released upon you. Amen?
Amen.
The anointing is one of the most potent tools that God uses on the earth. Because when he wants to walk with a man, what he does that is that he sets him apart and anoints him. What is an anointing? An anointing is that supernatural enablement of God upon a man's life. Because Jesus could not achieve his purpose or fulfill his assignment on earth without the anointing. That's why he had to go 40 days. And when he came back, then the anointing came upon him. And the Bible says his fame spread abroad. That's why when he went to the synagogue, he said, the anointing is upon, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has what? Anointed me. He has empowered me with everything I need to do my assignment. Do you feel deficient in what God is calling you to do? It's because the anointing on that area has not been released yet upon your life. Anything you're struggling with, you are not anointed yet in that area. If the anointing comes upon you in that area, Sam, if the anointing for wealth creation comes upon you, what will happen between now and the end of the year? You will not know. You will look at yourself. There's an anointing to create wealth. But Bible says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power. What is that power? That's an anointing. The anointing is empowerment for what God wants you to achieve on earth. Are you struggling as a student in school? You have not entered into an anointing for that area. Yes, I know there are natural capacities, but God can empower you supernaturally. Amen. God can empower you supernaturally to succeed in a particular area. So the anointing is a supernatural empowerment for you to succeed in whatever God wants you to do. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That is what happens after you've prayed and fasted. So I've come to encourage you tonight. Your prayer and your fasting is not in vain. What is happening to you is that the anointing is being released upon your life. In levels. In levels. In levels. Just like natural power, electricity. Okay? If you are an electrician and you're working in a certain area of the house, you might by mistake touch a wire, all right? And it shocks you. And that's all it does. Because at that level, that part, your body can conduct and be okay. So, but you can ask any electrician that there are certain places you don't want to go to and mistakenly touch electricity. Because if you touch it, you will be finished. You'll be roasted in seconds. Because power is in levels. Listen to me. The anointing is in levels. God can anoint you afresh daily for your assignment. And that anointing can increase. That's what the Bible says. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor before. That is the anointing. The anointing made Jesus increase. One of the things that the anointing will do for you is that it will help you and make you increase. So number one, everyone, if you're writing down some facts about the anointing, these are some quick facts about the anointing. Everyone needs the anointing. Everyone needs the anointing. Because everyone needs power to accomplish. Power to what? Accomplish. Everyone needs what? The anointing. In any area of your life, whether it's in the fact, listen, there is an anointing. Let me help you, by the way. Anointing is not generic. There is an anointing specific to be, for instance, there's an anointing to be a good father. There's an anointing to be a good mother. There's an anointing to be a good husband. There's an anointing to be a good wife. There's an anointing to be a good student. There's an anointing to be a pastor. There's an anointing to be a good businessman. Amen. Those are specific anointings. So, if you look at Jesus, he was anointed. Luke, let's go back to Luke 4:18. He was anointed to
to preach.
Specific anointing. So, if there's any deficient area of your life, you can say, Lord, anoint me in this area. Empower me in this area. He has anointed me to preach. Specific. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's one. Preaching. That means it's anointing to preach. For those of you who are in the pulpit ministry or ministers, there's an anointing to preach. The anointing to preach well. Amen? Amen? There's an anointing to preach. There's an anointing to teach. Okay? Now, watch this. Now, there's an anointing to heal. He has sent me to what? Heal the broken. That's a specific anointing. To proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. That's a miraculous, and we are flowing the miraculous. That's why Jesus could lay his hands on people and they'd be healed. Amen? Amen. Even in ministry, there are certain anointings. Amen? There are teachers. There are people who flow in the gifts. They are specifically anointed. In life, for instance, there are people who are also naturally, God has anointed them with great minds. Amen? Have you ever had any of those kind of classmates? They're anointed. They don't even know that they're anointed. It's just, it comes natural for them. Amen? Amen. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives, that's a different anointing. And to set liberty to those who are oppressed. Specific anointings. Anointings. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Specific anointing. So what area of your life is deficient? What area of your life is deficient? You need the anointing in that area. And I believe that as this word is going forth tonight, God is anointing you in the area of your deficiency. In the name of Jesus, you will live here and you will find out something happened to me. Something happened to me. After these 40 days, I decree and I declare that something special, a specific anointing, will come upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Something specific. You will say, something happened to me in these 40 days. That will be your testimony. Florina, that will be your testimony. Something will happen to you. Something will not just happen, but something will also come upon you. That is the anointing. He has anointed you. He has. Amen? Amen. Everyone needs the anointing. Number two, some facts about the anointing. The anointing empowers you. Now you watch this now. This is talking about specific anointings. The anointing empowers you to begin, in caps, to begin a divine task. The anointing empowers you to begin a divine task. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 14. Let's read from the NIV version for that one. Haggai 1:14. The anointing empowers you to begin a divine task. To what? Begin. I'm talking about, I'm being very specific, and everything I'm saying is specific. The anointing empowers you to what? Begin. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. Watch this now. They came and began. That was the beginning. They began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God. They began. Turn to your neighbor and say, the anointing will empower you to begin something new this year. They began to work. They had not worked all this time. Right? But when the anointing came, the Bible says the Lord stirred the spirit. Amen.
And then they began to work. The anointing will make you to begin a specific task.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Rogi, the anointing will empower you in 2024 to begin a specific task.
Amen.
Whatever it is that your heart desires, the anointing is upon you right now.
Amen.
Do you receive it? The anointing is upon you. Yes. It's upon you. To begin a specific task. It is. Oh, yes. It is. So the anointing empowers you to begin a specific task. The anointing, number three, empowers you to finish a divine task. Some start, but never finish. When I was growing up, I remember you would see homes that people start. They start to build, but they don't have the money to complete it. And before you know it, the whole area that was so was nice and things were moving, the house just comes to a standstill. And then what happens is that grass begins to grow. Yes, grass begins to grow. There is an anointing to finish. There is an anointing to finish a specific divine task. It's separate from the anointing to begin. It's separate. The anointing to finish. Do you know when you're running a race? Any athletes here? Any athletes? Anybody? Athletes? No? Moses is an athlete. Lokundo, you're an athlete. Yeah. When you are about to finish a race, how do you feel? You're like, you're pushing for that last straw of energy. Am I right? There's that. It's different from when you start. You feel different when you start. You have all the energy. You're going. And then when you get to the last lap, towards the end, there's a different kind of skill you need to finish. Am I right? They teach you that in your running. Same thing. There's an anointing to finish, Snelly. There's an anointing to finish. There's an anointing to finish. The anointing empowers you to finish. That's a different kind of anointing. It empowers you to finish a task. Let's see. Look at our Christian faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. To 8. Hallelujah. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give you on that day, and not to me only, but to all who love his appearing. Amen?
Yeah.
Go back to verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have what?
Finished
the race. Life is a race. We're talking about athletes. There's an anointing to finish. The anointing will empower you to finish what God has called you to start. Amen.
Amen.
In school, for instance, there are certain majors that a lot of people like to go in. Like I work in a university. There are certain majors that a lot of people like to flung to. You find out when the stats come out, the top three majors are whatever they are, right? And then you find out those majors are very difficult. And the higher you go, the less people there are. Yes. That's true, right? Because not everybody can finish. They have not been anointed in that area. But that same person can go to a different major and thrive. Because they haven't been anointed in that area. Listen to me. There is an anointing to finish. There is an anointing to finish.
And this year, every uncompleted divine task in your life, I decree you receive strength to finish. In the name of Jesus, something will happen to you. Something will happen to you. In these 40 days, something will come upon you. Something will come upon you. And you will run to the end. You will finish in the name of Jesus. You will finish. Katalaba. Lembretos. Legaba. Lebra balotoko sopala. This is our year of expansion, as our pastor, Pastor Blaze, has declared. It's a year of divine expansion, meaning you will have to start things and finish things. Yeah. Expansion means things are going to have to be broken down. New things are going to have to be started. You will start things and finish things this year. Oh. There's another, listen to me. This is a time to be serious with God. This year is a time to be serious with God. Because in 2024, if you will be serious with God, you will be amazed what will happen in 1 year. In 1 year, you will be amazed. God, listen to me. God is not slow. You think God is slow in your life. When God begins to answer your prayer, you will need to tell him, 1 second, let me tie my belt because I'm not ready. You will not have time to put on your Crocs when God starts moving in your life. You will leave your Crocs behind. You will be trying to put on your shoes when God starts moving. Because you will move so quick and answer your prayers when the anointing comes upon you. You will move so quick. You will accomplish much. Amen. Listen to me. We're here on the December 31st. Huh? December 31st, we're here. And we're standing here. And Pastor was making some declarations. And when he was making those declarations, my feet were burning. You will hear. My feet were burning. And I told my fiance, I said, listen, this year, people think that there was speed last year. This year, I know my feet are going to be running. Amen. I can, at least I know I received an anointing for speed. Yes. I know. You have to be sensitive to what you received. I know what I received. This year, there will be speed. And it will happen so quick. So quick. In your life. Anybody want the anointing for speed in their life? I release that anointing upon your life. In the name of Jesus. To move quick. Quick. Oh yes. I know what I received. If you gave me a blue tie and someone came to argue with me, say, what color of tie did they give you? It's a blue tie. And you're saying, no. He gave me a red tie. I said, no, it's a blue tie. He gave me a blue tie. I know what I received. Do you know what is happening to you right now? Do you know what you're receiving? You're receiving a fresh baptism of speed. Amen. In your life. Amen. Specific anointing. Jesus was anointed specifically for an assignment. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speed. The things that will be happening in your life this year, you will not be able to explain. Amen. Those around you will not be able to explain. Amen. And so both of you will come and say, Lord, you are so good. Look at what the Lord has done. Speed. Speed. Please fear God. And serve him. Fear him. Just put your trust in him and say, Lord, I trust you this year. And get serious with him. Get serious with him. The anointing will come upon your life. It gets even better as I bring this to a close. The anointing can rest on both believers and unbelievers. The anointing can rest on both believers and unbelievers. Let me show you. Because it's something that's specific for a task. So if God wants a king to do something, you will anoint him to do it.
Oh, yeah. Let me show you from scripture. Look, watch this. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1 to 8. Thus says the Lord to his what? To who? Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. So, wait there. Wait there. One, go back to one. To who? Cyrus. Thus says the Lord to his anointed. Now, who is Cyrus? Who is Cyrus? Cyrus, the Persian king, ungodly, 1590 to 5029 BC, 590 to 529 BC, is considered by many to be an exemplary case of a benevolent conqueror. Means he was an emperor. He was a big man. He was a king. As he allowed his subjects to live and worship the same way as before his political reign over them. When his father Cambyses died, Cyrus expanded the Achaemenid dynasty and turned the Persian Empire into a sizable entity over a contiguous stretch of land from the shores of the Mediterranean to the foothills of the Himalayas in India. Cyrus is remembered in history because of his political philosophy of tolerance. Now, I'm reading all of this for you to get a picture of who Cyrus is, okay? So Cyrus is remembered in history because of his political philosophy of tolerance and respect towards non-Persians and his demonstration of mercy on his defeated foe. After establishing his empire, Cyrus allowed all subjects to participate in governance. He borrowed the good deeds of other cultures in the first sign of his commitment to diversity through culture. He set the Jews... Now, this is getting good here. He set the Jews free from their Babylonian captivity that had taken place decades before. Cyrus facilitated their return to the promised land and became a notable figure in the Jewish scripture as a savior who helped them build the second temple in Jerusalem. That is why even people who are not believers, they can be anointed. Because God wants to use them for a specific task. Amen.
Amen.
Thus says the Lord to Cyrus. He's anointed. He's a leader. He's a king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go ahead, verse 2. Now watch what happens with Cyrus, by the way. When the anointing comes upon a man, what happens to him? Let's go back there to 1. We'll read to 8. Okay. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I've held, to what? Subdue nations. You see that word? Two. He has anointed him to what? Subdue nations. Specific. To subdue. To subdue. Specific. Subdue nations before him and, specific, lose the armor of kings. That's why he was able to subdue nations. To open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. Verse 2, let's go. I will go. Listen, how many of you pray this scripture? I will go before you and make the crooked way straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. That prayer you're praying is what God was talking about an unbeliever. Why? Because he had yielded himself to walk with God. And he didn't even know. But somehow God had anointed him. And look at now, we pray this prayer. Lord, make every crooked way straight. That was God talking about an unbeliever. Because he had anointed him. Verse 3. It says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. So what are the things that anointing would do? Is that it will bring resources to your hands. He said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord who call you by your name. I'm the God of Israel. Verse 4. For Jacob, now watch this. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not. The anointing can come upon unbelievers. Listen, sometimes God might bring people who you don't like, they don't look like you, but God has anointed them to help you in that season. To do a specific task in that season. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because Cyrus, a patient king. That's why the Bible says we should pray for those in authority. Yeah? Verse 5. I am the Lord and there is no other. This is God talking. Not an angel. I am God and there's no other. There is no God besides me. I will what? Gird you. Though, again, you have not known me. Meaning I will empower you to succeed, Cyrus. Though you don't know me. That's what the anointing can do. I will empower you to succeed. So the anointing can empower a man to succeed. That's what it is for. Though you have not known me. 6. That they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none beside me. I am the Lord. And there is no other. 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. The Lord do all these things. I, the Lord, do all these things. I am the Lord. Hey! If the anointing comes upon your life, what will happen this year? You'll be shocked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jump on your feet tonight. A specific anointing. Listen, Abraham walked with God. Cyrus didn't even know God, and God walked with him. Amen? So, what about you that knows God? How about you that knows God? Do you believe that God can anoint you? The anointing is not only for preachers. Stop it in your head. The anointing is not only for preachers. The anointing is for everybody. The anointing is for every single person. It will empower you to succeed. It will empower you to succeed. From today, in your business, in your career, in your schoolwork, desire the anointing, and the anointing is released upon you to succeed in the name of Jesus. The anointing is released upon you. Ushers, please serve the communion. Pray in the language of the Holy Ghost if you can. The anointing. Lord, we position ourselves for a specific anointing. Maliano sotalaba kapaya. Yeah, rapande. Shalamalaba kapataya. Lagadagadagadaba. Emele moreke palatekes. Sumbreta labaya kapaya. Hey, the anointing is coming upon your life in every area of need. Mande reto sopala katali alabaye. Taba leke palas rakapata leke beleko papa sharaba legede paliamo bera balaga 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 shabalaga balaga balaga bate. Shangele moloko sobalia, imeleos kopaliande, shagabala gabato sombra baba, lebrenios komandialo peletan, mala.
The anointing is coming upon your life. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Taga. Mandala Gaba. Kala Mandala. As we were praying, I heard that the Lord is releasing keys. I don't know what that means to you, but that's what I'm going to tell you. He's releasing keys to you. Keys. I saw him put keys in people's hands. Amen. Keys. So I don't know. That is the word. Whatever. See, the word of God has so many dimensions to it. So I'm going to tell you what I saw, and whatever it means to you, so be it to you according to your faith. Keys in your hands. Pala kapaya. Keys. Yes. Lembre de gibahapola. Thank you, Lord. Keys. Yes.